one in particular is probably more important than last year. Both sides at this time last year were doing well. That's not the case this year. So I think it makes it a more important game on Saturday.
What is it telling us about the two clubs? Is there a correlation? You know, two clubs raised from the ashes by their fans have got to a certain level and this year struggling a bit. Is it saying anything?
I think both clubs have a very similar budget. If I was to guess, and I don't know this, I would say Aldershot's budget's bigger, but they're round about the same mark. Both clubs are at the lower end of League Two budgets. It puts more pressure on the managers to make sure that if they're getting loans in or any new signings, they have to make the right decisions. And is it possible for either club over the next couple of years to move up a level? Yeah, I think it is. I think Dean showed that last year with a fantastic run of results. And I'm sure Neil Ardley, once he gets his own men in, will have expectations of pushing for League One. Both clubs are limited in as much as, although Wimbledon have a bigger fan base, is that sufficient to push up where Bradford City have gone this year, you know, with their sort of fan base? And if I look at the top teams in the league, they've all got a lot more money than both Wimbledon and Aldershot. So even if you look from a layman's point of view, you can guarantee that 90% of the teams in the top six will be the top five or six earners in any league. So it's difficult, but can be done. And I would cite both Chelsea and Torquay as good role models, round about the same budgets, and they're both doing exceptionally well.
Would relegation for either club be fatal, or would both survive if they were to go back to a non-league?
Well, it's an interesting one, isn't it? I think both clubs would, especially what they've gone through to get where they are, both clubs would find it incredibly difficult. Would they bounce back? You could not guarantee that for a minute, because the Luton in there, Wrexham, and these are massive clubs that have struggled like hell to get out of the league, haven't they? So I don't think it would be a fatal blow, because both clubs have proved they've got real diehard supporter bases. So they've both got strong enough supporter bases, but boy, it would be a bitter blow to both clubs.